differentiations between frosts, if it put white stuff on the ground.
That is a real big frost, if it's white.
Okay. And if it's just...
It's just a light frost, you just barely can see it. Mm-hmm. By the way, it'll go away fast, too. The sun comes out.
Well, a light frost...
goes way faster than the heavy frost.
Would it kill things like tomatoes?
Not necessarily. Because it's still foliage over the tomatoes, and it protects them. Mm-hmm. It takes a heavy frost to get to the tomatoes, you know. I mean, that's my observation.
Yeah. I didn't know. I never raised fennel. Mm-hmm. If, for example, I don't know whether this has ever happened or not, it was so cold last night, the creek...
froze over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Now, if we wanted to use that in a sentence, and we wanted to say it had done the same thing a couple of nights before, you would say it had what?
Oh, I'd say it frozen over the night before last.
Okay. Now, I'm going into something about the rooms and houses. Mm-hmm. What do you call that room in your house, or this room in our house?
That's your living room.
Okay. Now, if you have any synonyms on these things, or any words your parents used, or some old people you know used, or young people in fact used.
They used to, I've heard my parents call it the sitting room.
Yeah.
You know, but to be in my own home, my mother and father in my house, we say the living room.
How tall is that room?
That room's about 10, 12 feet. That room is about 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say about 10 feet.
Okay. Now, our room in there.
That'll be your back bedroom?
Yeah. And our room up there.
That's your front bedroom.
Okay. And, our room right back here.
The kitchen.
Okay. And our, the little room between the...
Oh, the bath?
Yeah.
Bathroom.
Okay. Now, let me see. I may as well deal with porches now, too. Well, what would you call a room like this? I'm not thinking about a porch now. I mean, what would you call a room like this?
Well, I would just say this is a little ante room,
mm-hmm.
or addition to the living room.
Yeah.
That's more than likely what this would be called.
If somebody had a house, and ours aren't that big, but if somebody had a house with a big, nice room, or a fairly big, nice room with casual furniture in it, say, a fireplace or something like that, what would you call that?
Well, I don't know. That could
where
be
they did a lot of sitting around.
Oh, that could be the sitting room. They call somebody like that. I guess that's what they call my sitting room. But I don't know unless you would call that their den.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people have those places in.
Yeah.
And it takes them almost like a living room.
Yeah. Would you use the term den?
I would, yes. Mm-hmm. I would say
okay.
Den.
I was just wondering. Kind of hard when you don't have a den.
Yeah, wished I had one someday.
Yeah, I do too. What would you call a porch like that little thing?
I call those front stoop.
Okay. And what would you call something like is on the side of your house?
Oh, that's a back stoop or porch. I call it the back porch.
Uh-huh. Now, the thing in front of that, what do you call that where we sit sometimes? It's not inside.
Oh, that's just the front stoop to the entrance of the porch. That's what I call the stoop. And then the screened-in porch is on the inside.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.